Yo, we're live right here on YouTube and what is going on, everybody? Welcome to the best hype song in the CrossFit podcast game. It's our favorite. We love it. We got to have it. That's why I broke, came in. Now we're back. What's going on, everybody? Been a busy week.
Yeah, it's been a busy week.
Everybody doing good tonight?
Yeah.
Yep, doing good. Cinco de Mayo. Had my nice burrito for dinner. Love it.
I had an ahi tuna salad.
That sounds good.
Just got back from Pennsylvania. It was something I knew that was nutritious. I needed some protein. Why not get some omega-3s in the process? And kicked it up. So I didn't do Cinco de Mayo. I just did something that I knew I was going to like.
Aaron smoked a pork butt.
That sounds good.
He makes the best. It's like a 30-hour process.
We should do a competition.
We should have done it for you when you were here.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about all the stuff that happened this week with the crew. First of all, leaderboards finalized this week. So congratulations, Carolyn. Congratulations, Jamie. You are both moving on to the next level of competition, both in very good standing. Jamie, you're going into age group this week in the third position in your age group. Carolyn, you're going into the elite in North America East in the sixth position. So kudos to both of you. That is freaking awesome.
Thank you.
Then that wasn't good enough for Jamie. She wanted to find a way to pay her way to the games.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, when Savon did the Kill Taylor episode, Jamie texted in to get the link and went ahead and went mano a womano with Taylor Self, and actually did represented really well. You kicked ass. So proud of you.
Thanks.
Yeah, nice work.
Those boxes were taller than you.
Yeah, that was silly. I mean, there's a reason no other women called in. That's just not, if that was a workout that he or JR programmed for a competition, that would never be how it would be programmed.
Yeah, that's a tough one for the woman to be. I mean, he annihilated that freaking workout. Like, he crushed that workout.
Yeah. He was going to win regardless,
but
there was nobody going to beat him.
No, I don't think so. No, not unless they position their things like the closest possible. There's just no way. It would have had to have been like 42 inches on the box, just because the 21 bar muscle ups, I just feel like most guys at the end of a lot of pressing would already be probably better suited to stay on the bar for unbroken. Yeah. Although many girls can do it unbroken. I just think with the amount of explosive pressing in the burpee box jump or burpee getovers, it's a tough one for the females to match.
Yeah. That would always be 48-40 is what you always find. Like,
see, I go 48-42 when I program.
That's weird because you just take your boxes. Like
I never use boxes. I use the blocks.
It's always boxes. It's like, blocks. No, like the games is going to pull in their boxes. Like I even went back and looked at like the Mac workout. And it was 48-40 like that. I think it was like hardcore parkour or whatever was the workout. That's just
D Reed says, if the box was lowered and the cal increased, would it have made a difference?
Oh, I think they could go 2016 on the cals. Was it, what was it for you? 2015?
It was 21-15. 21-15,
and I would have been fine with 21-16.
Yeah, 21-18. Yeah, 16 or 18 could go. Yeah.
You were 18 seconds ahead of him off the row.
Yeah, I mean.
So a couple more calories wouldn't have slowed you that much.
Right.
Compared to the box slowing you down and fatiguing you.
Yeah. I have a giant bruise, and I even wore my knee sleeves down around my shins because that's so high for me that, like you could see him. He's able to, like, get his foot up there and shoot the leg through. It's so high for me that I have to, like, put my shin on the box and, like, climb up and push off my shin. It's just not – yeah, it's – I don't know. It was a little silly. I know that's not how he would program it anywhere else. And, like, I get it. You don't want to be beat. But, no, there wasn't going to be a female. Look at any shoulder fatigue workout ever. The women, like, unless you're Tia, and Tia's not calling in to compete against you. You don't have to worry about it.
You did well, though.
Thanks.
We're proud of you.
Yeah. I was super impressed. Because until Brandon went, you were the fastest time.
Well, that's what's, like, even more frustrating. It makes it look like I'm not a very good athlete.
It does not make that.
Yes, it does.
No. Like,
dude, I went back and read all the comments. People are like, oh, I wish a real semifinalist athlete would call in and actually try to, like, make some money to pave their way to semis. Like, I would be a semi.
That's the type of chat people that can be on certain in certain places.
Yeah, I agree with Bruce wholeheartedly. That is BS.
No.
No, you kicked ass.
People are delusional.
Well, that's the but the problem is there's not another girl to show you a time, and I just look worse. I, like, you may know, but the general public watching it is just like, yeah, I mean, she was a minute slower than Taylor.
You can tell by the way that Hiller and Savon were rooting for you. It was different. Like, ignore those other people. They're dumb. Ignore it. That's just
people. And that's a tough movement on your shoulder, isn't it? Like, isn't that one of the movements that hurt your labrum?
Yeah. It is what it is. I had said I would call in, and I wasn't gonna back off of what I'd said I would do. I can't do this weekend with. So, like, the problem is I love bar muscle ups. I'm very good at them. But yes, in a fatigue. With that 48 inches of burpee box getovers, it's a little much on my shoulder right now. And that's why I came down twice, because I could feel at the bottom, which, you know, like, Taylor's like, you got to fix your kip. You got to fix your, like, I have right now have to hold very tight to, like, not let my shoulder slip out of socket. So they weren't my prettiest bar muscle ups. I have good bar muscle ups. They look better than that at most times. I just was trying to get through a workout. But yeah, it was probably more than I needed to do on my shoulder. I had already done Murph prep that morning with my class in a vest, pull-ups, push-ups. So yeah, it was probably more than I needed to do on my shoulder, but I said I would call in. So I was good, true to my word, and called in.
Judy Reed, stop it. No one thought badly of you. Everyone was so impressed. And then she says, Carolyn, you're up next weekend then.
I am doing a mock weekend. This upcoming weekend.
So before we get into all that stuff, last thing we're going to talk about is I went on Coffee Pods and Wads. And because Carolyn set the bar so high, I had to go in prepared and came with some haymakers.
You're always really prepared.
Really kind of figured out what I needed to do to get points. But yet stay within my belief system. It's very hard, though, because you want to explain it and you have no time.
You did well, though. Like, you're direct. It was good points. Like, it was good. I was impressed.
Yeah, the first one I talked so fast, I was done in 45 seconds. So I had room for a little bit more, but I had my notes to narrow down to just, like, the points I wanted to hit. And then what I wanted to hit in the rebuttal. leaving some room that if someone said something that I wanted to react to, I could.
That was good.
But the coolest part is, I dogged Adam Klink in the show about being out of stock in their running shoes. And now I'm getting a pair in the mail.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's rad, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Because my goal is to start running. Doing some longer walks, some with some jogs into some runs. And I wanted to get some nice running shoes to start that off with. So
I've heard good things about them.
Well, he said the reason they were out of stock is they had to rework them all and redesign them. So I think I'm getting the redesigned version.
Nice. Let's hope.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know Kenneth has been ringing the bell to get me on there. So thank you very much for that. It was fun. I had a blast. Yeah, really enjoyed both Harriet and Adam. They're really good people. So, and it's cool because Peter and I know him as Peter. We started our podcast within a month of each other. And we have talked the entire time we've been doing this. So it was fun to go on a show and do that. So that was awesome. All right. So quarterfinal results are official. Then there was a leak of two workouts. And then within 2 hours after that, the full release of the team was out. And what's crazy is I was on the air with Jamie's coach. The team workouts came on. We were going to go off the air. We quickly pivoted, stayed on the air to go through the team workouts, went off the air, and less than a minute later, I get a text from Carolyn, individual are out.
Yeah, as you were saying goodbye on the show, I was like writing in the comments, and the indies are out right now.
So what I want to do is go through the individual workouts, get your impressions on them. Carolyn, you're going to be doing them. So it's probably going to be easier to do it on Instagram than my notes. So I will pull up.
CrossFit Games have been posting a lot more like old regional stuff on their Instagram page. It's nice to see some of the just the old school stuff.
Yeah.
Memories. And have you noticed a difference in the last couple of days? It's good. They're actually trying to promote like
Masters and.
Yeah. I saw adapted stuff. Old. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks like they're pushing a little bit more for the upcoming semis.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I mean, that was one of the comments I kind of made. I didn't get to expand as much as I wanted. They don't share enough stuff of things that are out there.
Right.
They have this huge platform and there's a lot of content out there that they don't have to create it all themselves. Just share it. Just share the stuff that's good. So we have individual event one. It is 5 rounds for time. 800 meter run, 10 clean and jerks. 125, 185. Thoughts? And I'll answer. Lex says, do I have media credentials for semis? I have not received word yet. And we are what, 3 weeks out, 2.5 weeks out?
You applied for it?
Yes. The hour they came out.
I mean, yeah, this workout is a lot of running, right? Like 4K of running. Clean and jerks are going to increase your heart rate. So, you know, those first few meters going back to the whatever machine is going to be, whether it's the Rogue or the Assault Runner, like you're going to feel the effects of those 10 clean and jerks heart rate wise, probably posterior wise as you're like hinging and stuff like that. So I think that it's going to be, I mean, it's mostly a running workout. Let's be honest. Like you're going to save a lot of time there just being a good runner. But yeah, I mean, that's a long workout for day one. But that's normally what they often do. So not super surprised by that. A runner, if it's a machine, like sometimes some of the best runners aren't as good on the machines. It can help like bigger bodies.
Yes.
As they're just like able to pull a little bit better. So good technique on the runners can also go a long way.
Yeah.
So Dan Church is in the crowd. I feel like you have to ride the line on the run and you can't hesitate on the clean and jerks. You can't make up enough time on the clean and jerks if you're a slow runner.
No. Yeah, it's a good mix. I love it. I mean, of course, I would love this if it was an outdoor run into the stadium, into the but either way, I think it's a great workout. I personally think the weights are spot on. I know people continuously say the women's weights need to get higher and higher, and I think the men would smoke the women if it was higher.
I think in general, most males on this are going to normally run a little bit faster. Right. So that might be one of the reasons to lower the weight to 125, just so the time cap can be a little bit closer between both.
Exactly.
The men and the women. Just, I mean, it's just anatomy that, or physiology. Yeah. Some of the men should run faster.
How do you feel personally, Carolyn?
I'm a moderate runner. I probably do better on a runner, I think, than on the ground for that distance. I'm going to see how it feels this weekend. I'll give it a go. That weight is like someone said in the comments, like there's not much separation there. So just going to try to have good transitions to try to make up anything that I'll lose maybe on some of the better runners.
So one of the things Tristan and I talked about on Thursday is that getting these workouts this early, a coach, it's a fine line of burnout and prep.
Yeah.
Do you feel that, or do you think you're experienced enough to know how much you have to touch these movements before semis?
I don't recall ever being week three. I think I've always been week one. Every regional I've ever done has been, I want to say, week one. So I've never had all this time to practice. So I'm not really sure. I'm only going to do them once and then play around with like different parts of stuff, maybe combine two different little parts of a few different workouts just to touch up on the movements. But yeah, it's a lot of time. And I'll also get to see some results from the Europeans in week one, the North America West in week two. And then obviously we go week three. So we'll be able to look at some strategies there and some good scores.
So event two, 5 rounds for time, 100 double unders, 20 toes to bar, 10 front squats, 155, 225.
It's a squatting workout to me.
Carolyn Prevost workout.
It's a double under workout for me. It's paired with two good movements for me. So just hoping to have a good day on the double unders. I've had good days under pressure this year with double unders, so hopefully I can continue that. Do I have 100 unbroken for 5 rounds? It might be a PR. We'll see.
I don't even think you need to go unbroken there. I don't even know that it's a good idea to.
Like, I don't know that I'll have that, but I'll probably break that up just because it's just my capacity there. But I can move a barbell at that weight for front squat, and my toes to bar is normally decent. I'll do my best. I'll give it a try this weekend, and hopefully it goes better in person than it does on my practice.
Yeah, the front squats are all you. Toes to bar, you're great at. It's just getting through those double unders.
Mm-hmm. And just staying calm for me. Because once I start having a bad day, like my anxiety can go through the roof. And then I start like hyperventilating, bending over, trying to calm myself down, stand up, I miss. And it's like, oh my God, what's going on? So I can go like, so it's just calming myself and taking it one round at a time for me.
Event three. 7 rounds for time, 10 calorie echo bike, 1 legless rope climb, 10 box jump overs, 1 legless rope climb, 24-inch 15-foot rope, 30-inch 15-foot rope.
When I look at this one, I think it's a different workout for the men and the women. I think the men is going to come down to the echo bike and just transitions. And the woman, it's a legless rope climb workout for most females. I think the two legless for the guys, like anytime we have the exact same amount as the men, like it's not the same workout. I have a feeling, especially with the bounding of, well, just like the running and then the double unders, I think the double under workout is the first workout of day two. And those two workouts back to back with the double unders, toes to bars, front squat is going to interfere a lot with this one if it's on the same day. And there's like, because the second day, do the teams even go that day? Is there teams on?
Teams only go on Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so those teams are still there. But we'll see if they go one and two on day one, three and four on day two. But I wouldn't be surprised if they went one long one and then three on Saturday and two on Sunday. And there'd be a little bit more interference in that one than what people might be practicing.
Judy Reed, Carolyn is in the East.
Yep.
So I'm going to stop here for 1 second and bring in Jamie a little bit. You haven't seen the age group stuff yet, which.
No, we never see the age groups.
Blows my mind.
No, that's
that you're
normal.
This week and everybody, the elites get weeks of warning. Do you wish any of these first three events are going to be in your test?
Well, I love workout one, but there's zero chance. I mean, no, I don't want to see that workout with a variation of 50 shuttles repeated. That's like,
I think you're going to see a very similar, my prediction for you guys is a very similar workout that we had last year at semifinals with the shuttles or with the running and snatches. I think you guys will get some sort of running with snatches in your version. That's my prediction for you guys. That's
possible. But no, I'm not surprised. Usually age group is already done at this point. And so then we'd be getting but age group doesn't get their workouts beforehand. And individuals always have gotten their workouts beforehand.
And you also don't want age groups to have the same workouts as the individuals because some of them are doing both, right? Are competing in both. And then people could practice a lot more online versus they have to release them early for the semifinals of in-person because it's not fair to week one that they would have no warning on any of the workouts and just have like the surprise element. And then they have to adapt right away to the workouts while the other ones can actually practice. Like you're testing a variable in week one that the weeks two and three don't have to worry about. So it just makes it more fair to release them early. And I'm glad they even released it earlier for week one that they can actually test it because in the past they would release it like the Monday sometimes of when we would compete that week.
Right.
And we didn't even have time to really test it out unless you are part of a training camp or have friends that, that were very high caliber athletes that could test out the workouts for you. And that week to give you any input, like you just didn't have that. So I think it's better that they actually released it after the leak.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely needed to come out for you guys. I'm not surprised ours aren't supposed to be out. That's just the way it is. They come out on Wednesday, just like they came out for quarterfinals. It's the exact same scenario. And that's the way online should be handled. Unless they want to change their procedure where they are giving workouts and standards and more like guidelines and then a password comes out the day of. Like that's fine if they want to do that at quarterfinals next year and do that again for semis, but that's just not been the procedure. They come out on Wednesday and their two are due on Saturday and two are due on or three or however they're going to break it up. We don't know how many workouts we're getting. But yeah, I don't, as much as I like event one, I don't see that being really repeatable. I like event two. I would absolutely hate to see that front squat weight in my category.
That's a lot of front squats. It's going to add up.
Yeah. I would be standing there looking at the bar, like as amazing as I think I'm exceptional at Tota Bar, and this work, I would still finish like bottom of the barrel of this workout because I'd be standing there looking at, it's purely a front squat workout.
And this, like this one has the same cals for the female and males too. So again, the men, like the men are just going to be faster, although they have the higher box. Like I just see the men going significantly faster on this workout. It's a, it's not the same workout, but
yeah.
Yeah. Like they could go too fast to the point where they could miss their leg lifts, but most of the men, they jump and they can do like 3 to 4 pulls to the top with how high some of them can jump.
Yep. I almost think the women's should have been that second rope climb should have been legged, and that should have been the workout.
So here's my question to you. We don't have the standards for these because of the leak and because of the quick release. You don't have details to these workouts that you would normally get. Do we know if these legless are standing? Are they seated? Are they?
No way they're seated after the alpaca. They like people had trouble doing 6 seated in the alpaca last year for the females. Like I think only 4 or 5 finish. There's no way that they would do 14. It just would be like, it would be no. Yeah. It's just pure legless. I was going to say maybe a short rope, but I don't even think so.
It does say 15-foot rope. So it's a regular legless rope climb. And I still think we're going to see women not finishing this.
Yeah. Yeah. Sarah Cooper, we have 3 men masters at the gym. We don't have any air runners, so I hope they don't need them. Yeah. I don't think they're going to do that.
You definitely won't, Sarah. That would have been released in some type of equipment guide at some point. They won't even use like ski ergs, or they won't even use an echo bike. Like it's just not, you'll get a rower and that's it. That's what they'll do online. Or shuttles. Those are the 2 things you're going to see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So event 4 is 4-time 400 meter row, 96 foot handstand walk, 600 meter row, 120 foot handstand walk, 800 meter row, 72 foot handstand walk.
It's a handstand walk workout. It's a handstand walk speed workout under high heart rate, I would say. But we don't know if there's any sections that need to be unbroken. There's a lot of details, I think, in that one. Do we have to do any pirouettes? I think it would be written if there was pirouettes. Yeah, just the layout of the floor. Like, is it in 24 foot sections and it's like shuttle style, or if there's like one long section and then it's, yeah, a lot remains to be, I guess, released on that. I guess we'll see on week 1.
Yeah. I mean, it's only what, 7-8 minutes of rowing? Like, with that time cap, I feel like there's something specific there. I don't know. Maybe they just want to make sure people get the fatigue on their hands that are really slow at handstand walking, but you would think there's something, whether it's a large unbroken section or ramps or something in there, or pirouettes.
Yeah. Like, and the fact that it's meters for the row, takes away a little bit of the power that some of the machine people could generate there. So it gives a little bit more balance to the smaller gymnastics or just speed gymnasts on their hands. Mm-hmm.
Because we do have different venue sizes this year. How complicated is that going to make this? Does that mean that you're not going to have a huge amount of unbroken because of that?
I don't know.
Let's think about the smallest floors. I would think every floor will have at least.
Smallest floor is the tennis stadium for sure.
Is it going to be, they can't do 50 feet? You don't think?
Well, my guess it is, what's the difference between 96 and 72? 24? My guess is it's 24 foot sections then.
With what, a little extra for the 120? Like, what are you doing there?
Yeah, Why 120 and then the odd numbers?
Well, it's just five sections.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. When you put if the rig is up in the tennis stadium, it's not going to be, you're not going to have a long runway.
Yeah, that's probably what it is 24 foot sections, I guess. Maybe that's what they're going to mandate is like
a turnaround.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Aaron said 3 at 24, 4 at 24.
And 5 at 24.
5 at 24.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, and they could mandate a turn.
That sort of makes sense.
Love the speculation. Event 5. This is the 2016 regionals event 1, which is a snatch ladder, squat snatch ladder, 10 by 2 minutes, 8 by 4, 6 by 6, 4 by 8, and then 2 by 11. And it is for the women 135, 145, 155, 165, 175. For the men 185, 205, 225, 245, 265. Carolyn, you are one of the handful of athletes that actually did this in 2016.
I did. I remember it. I got capped, I think, on the second bar. I think I had either a second or third bar. I had maybe two left or something like that on it. So I've done this on a few times over the last few years too, predicting that it would come back at some point. So not surprised to see it come back. We saw it also at the West Coast in 2021. So I went back to watch some of those times, looked at the pacing of some of the athletes.
I'll tell you what, it was one of the most exciting events to watch at that West Coast Classic in 21. A lot of tight races. You'd be surprised. I mean, I was surprised that day that as to how many people like were racing over that last bar.
It's a gamble. Like, it's like, okay, you ready to go or no or not? You miss, all of a sudden two or three people can pass you. It's just like making sure you're really ready every single rep and making it count.
Yeah, my vivid memory is Tola going unbroken and trying to do the last bar unbroken, and he missed it and he was crushing it. And because of that miss, he got passed at the end.
Wow.
You're going to see some crazy times here.
How many people finished at West Coast Classic? A lot?
A lot.
Yeah.
Really?
And like, they're so fast too.
That's crazy.
Like a lot of them I think were like in the, was there some fives, some mid fives all the way to like, there was a lot in the sixes and sevens.
I don't remember the times. I know people were flying. I mean, Spiegel did it really fast.
Yeah.
Chloe Wilson.
Kelly Stone did it really fast. Daniel Brandon almost beat Spiegel.
Wow.
She has very good snatching technique.
So it was Regan Huckabee like killed that one, didn't she?
I don't remember. Yeah, she killed that weekend though.
Yeah. And she had done it in 16, and like the improvement in her time was like light years. Like, she got capped in 16 and then was competitive in 21.
That's awesome.
Someone said Katrin tested this in under 4 minutes.
Woo! I guess it would depend if there was no transitions too. Like, it's hard to recreate the exact transitions. Like, I would be under 4 minutes, like in the threes. Damn. 30? I feel like you'd be on the spot at that point. You're not rolling a barbell.
30 snatches. 30 squat snatches.
I don't think you're doing that in under four if you're switching your weights.
Didn't you have to like put the tens on or the fives?
Yeah, you have to put two fives every time. And then I think there was two barbells at one point. There was Midway, one loaded barbell. I don't remember if it was the 165, maybe.
It was in the middle of the floor, I think, for the last two bars.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's going to definitely add some time.
Yeah, that would that be humming.
I mean, she will crush this workout, though.
Well, she's not there.
Not, yeah.
It's easy to say it when you're not going to be out on the floor doing it.
Right.
I forgot she's not in the West and she's taking a year off.
Yeah.
Who do you think? Who do you think will completely win this one? You think it'll be Danny?
In the West? Yeah, she's going to be hard to beat.
Even overall? Or do you think like Laura will win this one? Or Tia?
I think Tia is faster at catching and just getting out of the bottom than maybe like other athletes. I don't know. Tia could be. Tia is always a good pick for anything. Yeah. Sarah Kiel, like Danny's going to be up there for sure.
Kelsey Kiel is a good pick.
In the West.
Yeah.
But for this one, smooth is fast.
Yeah. Like
Danielle Brandon was smooth that whole way. So it wasn't just raw power like Danny, and they were neck and neck to the end. So like an Emma Lawson is so smooth. If she hits those, she's going to be right there.
Yep.
So it's all about smoothness of the movement, in my opinion.
Just good execution.
Like Tola got beat.
Right.
Right. So yeah. I think it's rhythm and being smooth.
Be an interesting one to watch.
And this is interesting. And this is also on day three. So what's the accumulating, you know, body soreness that you're getting from the 50 front squats and, you know, the running and the double unders, and how's your posterior chain feeling at this point? So having this on day three is completely different than the first workout of the weekend as well.
Very true.
Handle the heart rate, right? Like,
and then the pressure is starting to come on athletes too on day three. So that's another huge factor.
Yeah. I could see an Ariel Lowen doing really well.
I can too. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So it'll be it. That's why this one's a fun one to watch. Cause it just, there are different ways to attack it, and they can all be good if they're done well.
I'm just glad there wasn't a one rep max event. Like, I'm glad if there's a lift, it's some sort of ladder like this for time versus one out of six events being a max lift, personally.
Totally agree.
And then we finish with the lunge. Four time, 30, 22 calorie echo bike, 15 muscle ups, 72 foot dumbbell walking lunge. Does not say how, but we're guessing. Tristan guessed on Thursday that it would be like a suitcase farmer carry type lunge.
I still think it's going to be the one over one front rack. They love overhead, and I think double overhead is nearly impossible.
I don't think it's double overhead for sure.
Right.
Damn, that the regional would be so hard.
It would be.
To finish. It's a fast time cap. 6 minutes. So I don't think it can get too technical there where people are getting capped. You want people to still finish that last one. Yeah, that's a really good finale workout, though. Like, that's when that leaked, I was like, that looks like a finale workout.
Kenneth, one of our spies, says people are already showing Rio's doing one overhead, and Sarah, our other spy, says Travis Mayer posted testing the double overhead.
I saw Travis and it looked like he did good, but like, I honestly can't imagine somebody getting through a bike and 15 muscle ups and doing that safely. Like, I just don't even think it's a good idea.
No, I don't.
Yeah. I went with front rack.
Could what? Be front rack.
It could be, yeah.
That you could see. And then it becomes, can you hold it here or can you
right
hold them the other way?
Yeah, and judging because of that, I would almost rather just see the suitcase so that there's no question. And then it's more of a grip thing.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good one.
Judy says Sarah's an up and coming junior CrossFit data analyst. Well, congratulations, Sarah. Talk about data analysts. Our data analyst is killing it this week.
She has going been back,
pulling up all the history of the Legends qualifiers, all the history of the semifinals for age groups, so that the age group people can see all of the stuff that's kind of out there and may be a possibility coming up this week. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen that, go check DataWad. She has been killing it. And it's funny, like I'll text her and she's like, well, I got bored and dove down this rabbit hole and that's what popped out. And I love her for it. She's great. So that's funny. All right. So those are the workouts. Overall, good test.
I think it's a very old, like it just looks like an old regional event. Like, yeah, I was surprised to see six. I thought we would see seven events, but I think those are good six events. The people deserving will move on. I think that there's, you know, a lot of cardio in there. A lot of machines, some still important gymnastics, and then probably a little bit less weight. But again, I don't know what those dumbbells are going to look like because that could be the factor of the workout. Obviously, the snatch, that's important. And then, yeah, so I'd say it's a little bit less biased towards maybe the weightlifting and more towards cardio and gymnastics. But if you look at the pyramid, it is more of a base anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think actually, like thinking about it, it seems pretty balanced.
Yep.
You know, with all those 800 meter runs, with all those double unders, then you have all the toes to bar, the rope climbs, plus some, you've got that echo bike twice is crazy, but.
I was surprised to see no handstand pushups.
Yeah.
Or wall balls is one that you normally see, but less stuff to bring, I guess, for them. No glass board and wall ball targets.
So that starts in about 2.5 weeks. Hopefully we know if we have media credentials before then. Be nice to know. I did get an email from CrossFit saying they've handed it off to the event organizers to let us know. And I still haven't heard, so see what happens there. Just to take time out, thank you, Thick Boy, for sponsoring the show. He made us these shirts to wear at events. The back has the big logo and it has our names and the small logo on the front.
He's sending me some shirts too.
Oh, yay.
Help support a little bit for my semifinal. So I got to talk to him the other day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Mark's awesome. And Jamie's wearing a Thick Boy shirt as well. Mm-hmm. Always hungry. He has a lot of really funny shirts out on the website. Isn't it like thickboy.fit or something like that?
Thickboyfit.com.
Thickboyfit.com.
We need to put that in the
thing. Yeah. So go check that out. And then coming soon, very soon, Clydesdale Media shirts that you can purchase. On his website, they will have the new horse logo. I think we're going with purple, our blue, and gray for those, and in a tank, female tank, or unisex tee. So, and if you're a male and you want to wear the tank, we're cool with that too. But they should be coming soon. Let's get back to. Let's hold off on teams because we got a couple weeks for that and we're already 45 minutes into the show.
Okay.
Annie gave birth.
Yes.
Brand new baby boy. Tried to find a name somewhere. They have not posted anything. But it looks like She had to do it by C-section, but everything is cool and everybody's healthy, but a brand new baby boy. So that's pretty awesome. And skip ahead. So, Jamie.
Yes.
You got semis this week. What are you doing this week to prep? Are you like gearing it down a little bit? I've never seen you gear down, so I don't even know if you have a gear down. It's usually like fifth gear, pedal to the metal, balls to the wall. Is that what's this week going to look like?
Tristan doesn't have very much on the schedule. I was at the gym today and wrote that out. I talked to him last week on Saturday, like last Saturday, so a week ago, and about this coming week, and he was gonna start to like back me off this week, and I was like, oh no, I don't want to do that. Like, I want like a big hard week of training, and then probably maybe normal Monday, easy-ish, quite easy Tuesday, and like slow active recovery, or just full recovery on Wednesday, because I won't do anything on Wednesday. I know they come out at like 3, but I have to coach at 4, and I'll want to print off all the workouts and study them and plan my weekend. So I had a pretty intense week of training. Like, I wrote out the board and Jim was like, this is so much stuff, and I was like, I know, I asked for a lot, I got what I asked for. I don't know, I'm trying to like, I did some legless rope climbs on Thursday. He had more for me yesterday, and between the like Murph prep and waiting for Taylor's workout, and I didn't do my legless rope climbs yesterday. But I actually think it would have been like too much on my shoulder, so probably not a bad thing.
Denise Moore says 2 more days. She's our favorite 65 plus competitor. Champion at Legends this year.
Yeah, it's 3. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Californians, they can't count. Okay.
are you over there in like Australia or somewhere? You're like the day ahead already.
Yeah. She said, so much studying. We have to read every part of the workouts. If Joe and Bob write them. Yeah.
Yeah.
She says 2 more working days.
I am very curious how much influence CrossFit is going to have had on these workouts.
I know they have final approval.
Yeah.
Boz told me that when I talked to him. But they're going to let the event organizers write them up. So I'm excited. We'll probably do some pop-ins to talk about the events. We'll probably do a pop-in with Jamie to see how it's going after the leaderboard is finalized for halfway through, stuff like that. So stay tuned to the channel this weekend, as we do some updates through that. And I'll probably reach out to some of our age group friends to kind of talk about that this weekend.
Yeah,
and get their perspectives.
Maybe we can get Corey to jump on.
Yeah.
It's
Corey Leonard.
You know, I feel like it's always on Mother's Day weekend, and I just don't know why they choose Mother's Day weekend to do semis.
Yeah.
And it's prom. My son has prom on Saturday. So I have like, I don't know. Stressful.
Do you have anyone that you're doing the workouts with, or do you do them by yourself? Like, what do you prefer?
Well, Jim is doing them, but they're different workouts. They're always so different for semis that it's like not even comparable. Haley has said she might come home for the weekend, or like she went home. So she might come back to the gym for the weekend, to do a couple with me, which would be nice. I don't know. I might reach out to Jen and see if she can do one or two and give me an idea. If there's something that like scares me pacing wise and I don't know what I need to do.
Who is this Jen you speak of?
Jen Ryan.
Yeah. Badass herself.
Yeah. Having her opinion on scores and if she like if she can even like do a round and give me a pace time can help a ton.
Would you communicate with people from different age groups just to look at scores and stuff like that? Like, do you have anyone from the 35 that you're going to be messaging? Because I know if I was in the master's division, I'd be looking at, you know, someone that might be in a different division just to have comparable stuff.
Yeah. I'm not super like gatekeeping on my stuff. Like I shared my scores with people in the 40 to 44 over quarterfinals that reached out to me. And yes, I'll share it with people that message me at 35, 39, or older. I don't have a lot of women that are like, other than Jen was like the most competitive person that would like give me feedback. I don't really have anyone else that I can get scores from that I'm like, okay, that's where I need to be. So it's kind of hard. Like I have some guys will give me scores, but I feel like those are always so different.
Yeah. I have a couple ideas. We can talk after.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're a master's athlete and you want to be on the show this weekend, let me know. We'll line it up with some feedback on different things from different age groups and highlight the masters all weekend long. With that, Wadapalooza, California, big announcement coming out this week. Their format for the Wadapalooza, California will be North America versus the world. And in their Instagram post, they said, the Tier Cup is an all-star matchup featuring a two-team head-to-head format. Each squad will be composed of four men and four women with captains chosen by you. Are you telling me that this big venue is only going to have 16 athletes for the whole weekend?
No, I think that's part of the weekend. It's still going to be a huge competition, I think, for people that didn't probably go to the games or maybe didn't got cut at the games early and are looking for something just to finish off their season in September. I think there's going to be plenty of divisions there. But that's super exciting to have North America versus the world. It's going to be cool. It is very close to the game, so it's going to be interesting to see how many of the top athletes would be willing to do all of the events and just what that format looks like. I would like to see it where it's like, okay, this workout, it's a one-on-one. Pick your person for a one-on-one battle against this one. This next workout is your two athletes, a male and a female, and then they would go just so that the volume might be a little bit less for those athletes. I think that would be more of a format that people coming off of the games would be looking to do versus a bunch of events of teams of four, and it's harder to program. So I'm hoping something like that. I think that would be really cool where you get the workout and you're picking your top person, your specialist of that. I think that would be very, very cool. So I hope that's what they do.
I think I'm just like ultra sensitive from the around the whiteboard show that I did where I said CrossFit only focuses on the top five athletes, and that's why we're sitting here with no ticket sales in North America. But I just wanted to make sure that like we're not just focusing on the top athletes, the top five. There are a lot of super cool athletes who could have the opportunity, like you said, to show off their specialization and like wow a crowd with something that they're really good at.
And like, does Tia count for North America right now?
Right.
Or do we get to have her on Team North America or is she going on Team World? We going off of where they're competing or because we'll take Tia in North America.
those details have not been released. But Patrick Clark makes a good comment. Expect tier athletes to compete, since it is the Tier Cup.
It's just crazy because, like, if you look at Oceania and Europe, like, I mean, I would like to have it more like the invitational style where it's, you could do like a Team Canada, Team USA, or North America if you want, Europe, maybe Oceania, and maybe an other versus, like, that's when you put like South America, Africa, and Asia all together for the other team. Just a little bit more people that would be able to compete, I think would be cool. Because that invitational was fun to watch.
Yeah. It was. I did like it as like a four team format. And that wouldn't take up any more time and only a couple judges, right? Like, but it is year one and it could morph and modify into something different over time. I applaud them for the new kind of retro look at doing an invitational.
Yeah, it's a good start.
I mean, I'm OG. When they did the invitational, my buddies and I would make a party, like a watch party. We would like do something on the smoker. We'd come in and sit down and watch all the events. And like, it was a good time. And then it just went away. Yeah. If they did split up the US and Canada, that would be,
I would like that
right now.
I would hate that.
Oh my gosh.
Then well, I'd have to root against Canadian my Canadians. Podcast, right? I know.
Like, you look right now what Canada has. I don't know. I don't know if I'd bet against them.
Yeah.
That's a sick lineup.
Yeah.
You got a lot of options there. The depth is getting pretty good in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When on the men's side, they've almost swept the podium a couple years in a row at a couple different events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Did you fill out your May poll?
Did it come?
Yes.
Honest to God, I did not get it.
Scott.
When was it due?
I think it was due.
Is it coming out tomorrow?
I did it Wednesday, I think. What day was that?
You have to let me know. Like, I was in the woods. I had no service.
You did all the shows all weekend. What do you mean? I think I saw like 10 shows of yours this weekend that you had no service.
I didn't see shows this weekend.
PC, when was the barbell spin poll due? Do you know? I can't believe you didn't do that.
So it goes to my other email, and I don't get notifications unless I'm...
I feel like I said something last time and you were like, yeah, like annoyed that I brought it up. So I was like, I'm not going to bring it up to him.
Never annoyed.
I was going to even send you my list and I was like, nah, I'm sure he got it done. We can talk about it later. Oh my gosh.
It's due today.
Oh, so good. Get it done when you get off here.
Do it right after I'm done.
Yes. Oh, I had a lot of changes. It finally was updated with all the people that I like tried to write in last month. So like I was actually like able to sort list on.
Do you take into account now that you know the semifinals and who you're predicting?
Yeah. I was trying to take like 9 out of East and then like who, if I thought something, yes.
When is that being announced? Like CrossFit announcing the amount of spots? I feel like Barbell Spin would have had it by now or someone would have done the math for how many spots are in each region. I'm surprised like the leaderboard's been finalized for what, a week now? We still don't know the spots?
Well, because you have until what, May 6th, Monday, to like not respond or pay, and then they're going to backfill. So I think they must be waiting for.
Does that affect? I don't think that affects the spots though. It's just the top. You get points for what, the top 100.
No, it's based on where you competed over the last 2 years. And so semifinals isn't even factored in yet. You would just have your quarterfinal points.
Yeah, but isn't the strength of field determined by which 40 athletes are in that? Like which, they have to get.
Which no. would be get finalized after the quarterfinals. Once the quarterfinal leaderboard is done, I think that now they could take out our quarterfinal results from 2 years ago and replace it for this year. Exactly. And then everything else. Right. So
right.
So they should have it already.
No, because we still, we still don't know if like 40 in.
That's not how it factors. It is, they look at the region and how many of those people are in the top 100, whether they're active or not.
Mm-hmm. That's why the team athletes were doing the workouts for their regions. To just stay within the top 100 to buy their points. Just like why people wanted more of the Oceania athletes to do the workouts and they didn't, which doesn't help their case to try to get an extra spot.
We should be getting those numbers ASAP.
Yeah, someone's got to do the math.
Someone has them. They have to. Like, there's enough statistical people now in this space that they've computed the numbers.
I'm just curious with the amount of drop-offs you've seen and just, like, the strength of field that is this year in certain regions, like, how much of their past years is affecting their spots from this year, even though they may not be as strong this year, if they're still going to get as many spots.
You
can read between the lines of what I'm saying.
The only difference that looks like is coming is that South America could get one more, but I don't know where it's coming from. Because one of their athletes made it into the top 100.
Damn. I hope it's not from the East.
Yeah, that would be a terrible idea.
Well, I think the prediction was it would come from the West.
It should.
Because, no, it should. Yeah, it's so damn confusing.
So the West would have like 8 spots this year?
I think they had 10 last year.
They would have 9 this year?
I think.
And we'd have 12? Damn. Maybe 12, 11 or 12. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I feel like you've added Tia. You need to get
They didn't have their points or Haley Adams. So you add like 2 games level athlete, but you don't actually add like
top 100. Don't forget their points were still floating in there.
Yeah, they
still when they weren't active.
Yeah.
Tia would probably still be in the top 100.
And last year they didn't put any points in Haley or Tia. So they may not be.
That's what I'm saying.
Tia has a win still.
Yeah.
A games win, which is like 10,000 points.
Yeah, she should be good.
She's fine. So, yeah.
And Haley's always top 10, almost top 5 at the game. So you would think that she would still have a lot of points, but I don't even know.
Like 13th, though. That still counts. But I don't know I don't know how that figures out.
Crazy.
But yeah. But we'll see. We'll see soon enough. Hopefully soon enough.
Yeah, it should get really soon. I feel like the focus will be on the masters and stuff and the age group. And is it adapted this weekend as well?
I don't know their schedule. Aren't they going directly to the game?
Yes.
The games from the.
Correct. They just had like 2 stages. Yeah. I think they basically have their field. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bruce, I think they should take it from those places too, but they're not.
They should.
They want representation from all the continents. And so we can't take the one from Africa.
It's just so expensive putting on those semifinal events for one spot, right? Like it's tough.
But how do you grow the sport without it?
Yeah.
Sarah Cooper says it should shift. If you saw the picture posted with all the photos of the women who aren't competing, it was nuts.
Yeah, that was crazy. If you look
at the women, it's spread out over the world pretty much.
It is. Yeah.
So it kind of equally came from the big 3. Right. And some of Oceania.
Well, you're going to start seeing a shift in the sport anyways. Like you start seeing, those older people come out or women starting families or, having different priorities and just different things going on, injuries. Like that's like natural to have, at one point, like just like a big turnaround, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like that's just there's going to be people filling in those spots that we don't know as much of, and they're going to be household names soon.
PC said, I disagree with Asia women. And I was actually thinking men when I said it. But you're right. Seung-Yung Choi and Shahir Kaya are both really good. And they deserve spots.
Yeah, I actually think I may have put Shahir Kaya 25th on my list. So, yes, I know someone's behind me, Trish. I saw him creeping around back there.
As long as he was close up back there.
I learned this earlier, but Trish is moving on to the semifinals of her quilting club.
Woo!
State Fair, so.
Young Choi.
Okay. So yeah, this week we have Jamie competing. We'll do some pop-ins. I've already got some messages from Masters athletes as we were talking that want to come on this weekend. I appreciate them very much, and I will be getting back to them. I'd schedule some time. I'll reach out to Mr. Corey Leonard to see how he's going to do this weekend as a first-time semifinalist. And we'll do some coverage of that this weekend. I may pop over to Rudy Berger's gym and get some shots of him while he's going, just to get a feel for the workouts and see some of them in person, just so I can get a better kind of analyst view before we come back on. And yeah, super excited about that. With that, super thanks to Thick Boy and their apparel. Again, their shirts, they're really soft. Like, I love my shirts. I do.
They are.
And I can't wait till the Clydesdale merch comes out on the website. I will let everybody know as soon as that becomes available. And we got some really cool colors to start off. What else we got going on? Semifinalist series is back up running tomorrow. There were just reels over the weekend, Carolyn, not shows. And I had all those done and ready to release when I was going out of service. But we finished Canada Day on Thursday with Emily Rolfe, Gabby Spence, Hattie Canyo. And then tomorrow we are doing Arturo Torres and Allison Scuds for sure. And I don't know what else. And then I know we have Max Krieg this week that we just got to finalize the time. We have Stacey Laram this week. I don't know. We have a lot and more invites out there for those interviews. And we're going to keep doing those as many as we can in the short 2.5 weeks before the West and 3.5 weeks before the East. We'll start trickling in some East members as well. With that, man, everybody has been great in the audience. Thank you for participating, and we'll see everybody next time on Sunday Night CrossFit Talk. Bye, guys.
See you guys.
C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCore are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.